Ajak Deng Mien, the official spokesperson of the Abyei Special Administrative Area Government, says a group of more than 350 suspected armed Masiria Arab tribesmen from Sudan invaded Abyei Wednesday. Mien says the assailants killed 41 people and injured 13 others in the localities of Leo Boma, Nong Boma, and Amiet Market in the eastern and northern parts of Abyei town.
They targeted the cattle camp in the village and they killed 5 people and they looted all cattle around 2,000 head of cattle. And then when we were focusing on that event, another attack was taking place at 9 in Nong village in north of Abyei. They burned down the village, they killed whoever was there. And then they moved. So at around 10, they were already in the market of Amiet and they start shooting open fire randomly.
Mien says one boy was abducted and 5 people are missing. Mien says the attackers were an organized, well-armed militia. He says some were wearing the uniform of Sudanese police. Mien urged the South Sudanese and Sudanese governments to expedite the determination of the final status of Abyei, saying the people of the region are frustrated by repeated attacks.
Yes, we feel like the government of Sudan and South Sudan should come up with a final status and should push for the Abyei case, supposed to be the referendum. Those who are here, they have done their own referendum and was rejected. We urge the international community and South Sudan and government and Sudan government to come up with to push for final solution. Because for how long should the people will be suffering like that?
The Sudanese ambassador to South Sudan, Jamal Malik, says he was not officially informed about the latest attacks, but is sorry for the continuous attacks in Abyei, saying the governments of Sudan and South Sudan should determine the final status of Abyei once and for all to deter further attacks in the area.
This is the responsibility of the two governments, North Sudan only. There is AJOK mechanism that's supposed to be handling this issue of Abyei. So it's not just the government of Sudan. This is a two governments' responsibility. But anyhow, I will check on this.
UNISFA said in a statement today at least 12 suspected Masiria attackers were arrested and the AK-47 rifle seized along with hand grenades. UNISFA says the suspects are being detained at the UNISFA headquarters in Todach. The disputed region of Abyei straddles Sudan and South Sudan borders. When the SPLM signed a comprehensive peace agreement with the Khartoum government in 2005, which led to South Sudan's independence, government leaders could not agree on boundary lines. As a result, Abyei status remains unresolved to this day. The area is steered by the Masiria Arab nomads from the north and the Ngok Dinka. After fighting erupted in 2011, Sudan and South Sudan agreed to allow a neutral peacekeeping mission to foster security until a political resolution was reached. The UN Security Council established the UN Interim Security Force for Abyei in 2011, saying it was deeply concerned about the violence, escalating tensions, and population displacement in the area. The operation monitored the border between the north and the south and facilitated the delivery of humanitarian aid. The force was also authorized to use force in protecting civilians and humanitarian workers in Abyei. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.